Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning. Welcome back. No, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman. Leslie is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Link Out, also Cell Station, and she is an outstanding business chair, doing a great job for them. She's a certified leadership coach and does a great job in her work in leadership and management consulting. Leslie, thanks again for being here. Right now we're talking about some of the things that, and we're, you're about to tell us some of the things that are specifically the effective women leaders that you know, some of their practices. Tell us about it.
Well, women leaders, they're most successful, always have a vision of where they are going to go for their own career and where they're going to take their companies or their departments. And often women don't, the ones that are less effective, which is the majority, do not have that vision. Hmm. Why don't they have that vision? It's because we often, as women, get pushed down and focused on the details and the perfectionism of making everything we're doing perfect.
And see,
when we do that, we can't look ahead because we're so busy perfecting what it is we're doing.
And you know what? All the time I've been on the air, 20 years, I've been saying to my audience, learn how to become the CEO of your company. Find a way to get out of the trenches, get into a spaceship or a helicopter, and get in orbit above your business and be the CEO at least some of the time. And what you just confirmed for me that I really hadn't thought about is this is more true and maybe harder for women than men. I didn't know it.
Yes, it is one of the things because
what you just described is what CEOs do.
Yes, and women have a hard time delegating. And they think that they've got to do it, it's got to be their way, because they've learned how to do it the right way, and it's hard for them to let other people do it because it won't be the way they've envisioned it, and so that gets in the way of growth. They have to be willing to trust other people, and maybe it's not going to be 100% perfect, and that's okay.
You cannot grow your business, and you cannot be the CEO of your business, which is by definition a step toward failure. Or a step away from sustainability. You can't do that if you can't seek excellence, consider perfection, and if you can't delegate.
Right, exactly.
Those two, they're mutually exclusive, aren't they?
Absolutely are.
What's next?
So what's next is actually that ladylike women who are very effective have learned to speak out, have a voice, and they will talk at meetings. They will take the lead. They will have prepared so that they can go in there and really speak out. And often women are held back because they think that being ladylike, quiet, and polite, and women do over-apologize, by the way. That's another big
thing. Thank you. I get so aggravated at this. I tell my wife, I tell ladies around me, what are you apologizing for?
Right.
There's no reason to what you just said. There's no reason for you to say it, because every time you say it, it diminishes you.
Exactly, and that affects your confidence. And highly effective, successful women leaders are very confident. Using your language that you use does diminish you, as you said, Jim, and it takes away your confidence.
Yep.
We have to change our language.
Here's something. Let me talk about a physical thing.
Yes.
I've been around women a long time, and I love them. And everybody who listens to my show knows how much I promote women on this show. But ladies, you have something on the end of your tongue all the time. It's an eek. It's a squeal. It's a comment. It's an I'm sorry. It's something's on the end of your tongue. Have you know what I'm talking about, Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happens, there's a little sound that comes out, an actual sound that comes out of your mouth. It's right on the tip of your tongue. I don't care what else comes out of your mouth. Stop letting I'm sorry being on the tip of your tongue.
Well, you know, to your point, Jim, what I really share with women, and I teach male leaders too, There's something very important, and it's a one-word thing. It's called pause.
Yeah.
Do not speak. Say when people are talking to you or they say something that upsets you or you don't agree with, before you speak, pause.
Yeah.
Think about it and don't react.
If I bump into you, Leslie, I'm bigger than you. I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, wow, I may have hurt her. Oh, I'm sorry, Leslie, excuse me. I didn't mean to bump into you. But if I bump into a linebacker on an NFL team, I'm going to look at him and say, hey, dude, you could have hurt me. You know, but I'm not going to say I'm sorry.
Right, right.
Say you're sorry when it's appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's something, and it's interesting. There is actually an app now called I'm Not Sorry. And in emails, it underlines words like try.
Right.
You know, the word try is
passive
also a
words.
Diminishing word. You know, words that diminish you in
right.
your writing when you're sending an email.
Right.
And it's a very powerful thing, and it raises your consciousness if you're using words that diminish your consciousness. How to be more direct. Successful women leaders are more direct.
Well, and there's one other thing that happens. This is another physical thing. When men get animated at each other, they get louder, and they raise their voice.
Right.
When women try to hold their own with this, their voice goes the pitch of their voice goes up.
Right.
And that's an issue that women have to deal with. It's unfortunate, but they have to deal with this.
Yes, it's true.
And I think that I've always wondered if that's why women don't hold their own in a loud volume discussion.
Interesting.
Quick break. Right back with Leslie Grossman. LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com. That's her website. Please check it out. You'll thank me later. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.